What can we point to in our life, when we look at our lives, what can we point to that shows that we are in the process or the continual journey of conversion? What are the things that we can say, oh, here I see a sign that I am journeying on the way? For example, somebody might ask me, why are you a priest? At the most basic level, I'd say, well, because God called me and I responded, right? But they might further say, well, maybe you're a priest because you were raised Catholic, or because you're self-centered, or you always need approval, or you like being the center of attention, or like you like being in charge, or maybe you like the position of authority and power and all these things that come with being a priest. How do you know you're not a priest because of those things? Well, I'd say, these are good questions, and I hope I have an answer for them. I hope I'm not attached to these things. In a similar way, somebody might ask you, why are you a Christian? Why are you a Catholic? How would you respond? Because on the one hand, someone might say, you're Catholic because you were raised Catholic. You were Catholic because you like the community and the parish. You're Catholic because it feels good to be a part of something bigger than yourself. You're Catholic because you have Catholic friends. You're Catholic because you have always been one. What if I said these things? How would you respond? You see, all these things are a good reason to begin being Catholic, and they're good in themselves in many ways. But I hope we undergo a further conversion, and that we really desire to be Catholic for something greater. I'm Catholic because I believe in Jesus Christ and what he taught. I'm Catholic because I believe our Catholic faith was established by Christ through his one true church. I'm Catholic because I'm totally converted to the truth, because the Catholic life is the best way to lead me to Christ. These kind of things. Hopefully we move in that direction as we mature in our faith. All of us have reasons for why we're here. Each of us does. And I'm not saying that they need to be perfect, that we need to be totally across the board. I'm perfect. I'm already perfect. But I am saying that being a disciple of Jesus is a lifelong journey. And it's a continual journey. And if we ever decide, you know, I've gone far enough, I'm going to set up camp right here and I'm going to stay right here the rest of my life, then we need to say, okay, well, is that what Jesus teaches? Is that what Jesus is asking us to do? Is that what he wants for us? It can be easy to forget why we're Catholic. It can be easy to say, you know, I just keep doing my thing. I can become just a thing we do. You know, I come to church, I say some prayers. We can forget the bigger picture of why we're doing what we're doing. So what are we doing here? It's just one part. This coming to Mass is just one part, 1 hour in our week. And it remains a small portion of our lived faith. So we can't forget that being conformed to Jesus Christ, that means we are seeking transformation. We're seeking to be changed. Is that what we are doing? Is that what you are doing? Often, I have to ask myself, is what I'm doing what God wills for me? What obstacles or roadblocks have I allowed to keep me from becoming more like Jesus? What are the things that I've allowed to take me away from Jesus? So you might think of like the example of like, why do we eat? You know, we eat because it tastes good or we like it or whatever. But the main reason we eat is because we need to eat and it's good for us and we're trying to be healthy and so forth. So if we forget all that and we just say, well, I like ice cream, I like pie, you know, and we just eat those things, then we're forgetting why are we doing this, and we're losing the point. Or we might think of a student, you know, a student who's in college or something like that. They are studying, maybe, hopefully, but they might say, well, I'm at university because I like the experience, or I like to party, or I like to do all these things, and they might forget that I'm here really to learn, and it's a stage. I'm preparing for something more. In our lives, we might have these moments where we need to step back and say, how am I doing with this journey of faith? Am I continuing to journey, or am I just sitting here in camp and saying, isn't this great? Here I am. This is nice. Yeah. It's nice. I like it here. How do we approach that? We need to constantly be purified, and kind of happens in different ways. You know, the prophet Jeremiah today recounts that we are meant for something, that we're called to something. We're called by the Lord. He says, "Before you were born, I dedicated you, a prophet to the nations, I appointed you." Each of us, by our baptism, by our profession of faith, is called and has, at some point, made that step towards being a disciple, one who follows Christ and shows him to the world. And we're desiring to know God personally, to be in that continual process of being converted. And that means we're really saying, I want to be constantly changing in my life. And that can be a little uncomfortable, right? That I'm never there yet. Can I just sit down here? I've gone far enough, right? But no, God is always calling us to further conversion. The reading from Corinthians today, from St. Paul, is very often chosen for weddings. You know, I would say 50% of the weddings I've done, they've had this reading. And it talks about what real love is, what it means to love in the way that God does, and how if we don't love in this way, we really have nothing. People choose this reading, I think, because it's the kind of love that each of us desires, the love that we want to experience in our lives, in all our human interactions, but especially when it comes to a spousal love, we desire that love that's self-giving. So has your vocation taught you to love in this way? Do you rejoice in the truth? Do you love? Do you bear up under hardships? Do you have hope? Does your love endure? This is the kind of love which we are called to. Our vocation, whether it's marriage, consecrated life, single life, or holy orders, is meant to grow our love. We are called to mature in that love. And St. Paul says, when I was a child, I used to talk as a child, think as a child, reason as a child. When I became a man, I put aside childish things. Have we matured in our walk with Jesus? Have we matured in our love, matured in our understanding of what it means to follow Christ and how we do that? Are we journeying with him? This is our call. Our call is not to find comfort. It's not to find ease or become more self-centered as time goes on, but rather to be giving, to be loving, to be transformed. It's not an easy road, as most of you can probably attest. It's not an easy path. It's a steep climb. And the further we go up, the steeper it gets. It's like climbing a mountain. At times, we need to set up base camp and acclimatize to our environment so we can breathe. But if we ever say, well, I've gone far enough, you know, we're never going to get there. So we always have to keep going up that slope. And it means we're never comfortable. We're always moving up higher. So what are we about? Where are we in our journey? Are we striving eagerly for holiness? Are we trying to live the way that God is calling us to live? Or have we slipped into a life of comfort, self-seeking, self-service, and mediocrity? This is a chance, I think, for us to look at ourselves and prepare to continue forward. As we approach Lent, which is just a few weeks away, maybe now is the time to consider how we can re-equip and begin to strive once more for the heights of holiness. It's by God's grace that we can strive, but it's our choice to begin that journey and to keep walking each day. Lord Jesus, I give you my hand to do your work. I give you my feet to go your way. I give you my tongue to speak your words. I give you my mind that you may think in me. I give you my spirit that you may pray in me. Above all, I give you my heart that you may love in me, your Father and all mankind. I give you my whole self that you may grow in me so that it is you, Lord Jesus, who live and work and pray in me.